May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, my rock and my salvation. Amen. Please be seated. I'd like to start with a quote today, and that's a quote from Pope Francis, and it's kind of a long one. It comes from a meditation that he gave in his chapel recently. He reflected on the needs for us to kiss the wounds of Christ. That is, in our hungry, our poor, the sick, our incarcerated brothers and sisters. And what he said, quote, "In the history of the church, several mistakes have been made on the path towards God. Some have believed that the living God, the God of the Christians, can be found by the path of meditation. And indeed, we can reach higher levels through meditation. But that is dangerous. How many have lost their way on the path, never to return? Yes, perhaps they arrive at the knowledge of God, but not as Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. They do not arrive at that. It's the path of the Gnostics, that is, those who think they know it all. They are good, they work, but they have not found the right path, and it's very complicated and does not lead to safe harbor. Jesus tells us that the path to encountering him is finding it in his wounds. We find Jesus' wounds in carrying out the works of mercy, giving to the body, the soul too. But I stress the body of your wounded brother, because he is hungry, because he is thirsty, because he is naked, because he is humiliated, because he is enslaved, because he's incarcerated, because he's in the hospital. These are the wounds of Christ today. And Jesus asked us to take a leap of faith towards him, but through his wounds. To touch the living God, we do not need to attend a refresher course, but to enter the wounds of Jesus and do it in a way that we go out in the street and meet our brothers and sisters there." End of quote. We at St. John's have taken this ministry seriously. We do it through Family Promise and Daily Bread. We do it through Solar Light. Both Father Eric and Charlene have gone to Africa many, many times. They are on their 20th anniversary of doing this. We continue through not only what we give, but what we do through Daily Bread and going and giving through Family Promise. The question to us today is, what is God calling you to do today? I have to tell you a story about me, and going back a few years, I asked God that question. What do you want me to do, God? I asked that question over and over again, and I heard an answer. Get off your pew and do. Get off my pew and do. Do what, Lord? Days later, I kept asking that question, and finally I got an answer. Terry, I have given you a brain. Use it. Figure it out. Okay. And I do that with fear and trembling of continuing to ask God, now what? Now I look out and I see some young. I see some old. I see some in between. Each one of us is a different stage in our life, but God is asking us different things to do. Number one, in a few minutes, we'll be coming to the center of the church, right here. And a certain beautiful young lady is going to be standing right here. But God is asking you as family, are you, and will ask in the liturgy, are you going to raise this child as a child of Christ, a child of the church in the kingdom of God? And the appropriate answer is, I will with God's help. We'll be reaffirming our baptismal covenant. It's a refresher course for all of us. It's a time of joy, of saying, yes, Lord, I am in the kingdom of God. We have a promise from God, twofold. One is, when we croak, we go to heaven. But what about today? What about an hour from now when you're out the door and driving back home? What is God calling you to do there? Mother? Father? Grandmother? Godmother? God is calling you to be mighty men and women of God for her and show her Christ. Where do we get our image of God the Father? From our daddy. From our daddy. That's where she'll know what God is. Is my daddy a loving dad? Or is he an authoritarian and, rules with a strap? I hope that image is long gone. We're to call love, we'll show love. Mothers, you show the image of God, that tender, merciful, loving side of God. Wow. What a joy, what a challenge that is for all of us to be mighty men and women of God. But it doesn't just stop there because God sends us out like the 70. Well, there's about 70 here. What are we to do? Get off your pew and do. Go out that door and share the love of Christ with others. I'm sure you might have a friend that doesn't go to church. Invite him. Come in and see. Scripture says, taste and see. Let them come and see. Our choir has a special treat for you today. A real special treat, especially for a certain young lady. When we go out, consider yourself challenged by God to do His will and be a mighty ambassador for Christ. Now's the time. Not tomorrow, not the next day, not what's past, today. go out and do it. Can you do it?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I didn't hear you.
Yes.
I heard you. Amen. Let's go down.